When this year comes to a close, environmental officials will have about 36 more years to complete a nearly $10 billion restoration of Florida's Everglades. It's the biggest and most expensive such project in U.S. history and affects nearly 70 species. The work of growing threatened plants and rearing animals for restoration to the wild takes time and patience. In a half dozen states, that work is now being done by inmates. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tom Bonsi went to the prison to bring us this story.
I had to pass through two metal detectors and three sally ports topped with razor wire to get to the greenhouse complex inside Washington State's Stafford Creek Prison. That's where I met a small crew wearing standard prison-issued khakis sowing perennials. Months from now, these flowers will be transplanted to remnant prairies around Washington's Puget Sound to provide food for endangered butterflies.
These plants are so fickle.
Toby Erhardt and his fellow inmates have plenty of time to nurture, experiment, and hone their craft on tray after tray of seedlings.
You cannot have a nursery that produces these for money because they would go broke or the cost would be so high that nobody could ever restore anything with them. So that's why this is such a good fit to have prisoners doing this because, well, they don't have to pay as much. So.
Inmates in the Pacific Northwest get less than a dollar an hour. Erhardt is serving time for child rape. He says his greenhouse work has made him more observant and conscientious. That sort of outcome accounts for why the program caught on with prison superintendent Pat Glebe.
It helps with the level of violence in prison because these inmates all of a sudden they have something else to do and they see the value in it and they see the value of giving back.
This prison's conservation nursery has produced more than 1 million rare and endangered prairie plants since it opened 5 years ago. The concept germinated a decade ago at a minimum security prison near Olympia. Now inmates at four Washington prisons, three in Oregon, and a smattering elsewhere are raising not just plants, but also butterflies, turtles, and amphibians to use in restoration. A mishmash of federal, state, and private foundation grants cover most program costs. One of the partners bringing money to the table in Oregon is the nonprofit Institute for Applied Ecology. Its director, Tom Kay, says the societal benefits make it worthwhile to put up with the inevitable security complications.
Oh, the advantages far outweigh any of these disadvantages. Because we're able to get so much more done for ourselves in the mission that we are trying to accomplish.
And we have to settle it out to get the air out of it.
In the prison greenhouse out past Aberdeen, Washington, the work sometimes looks tedious and repetitive.
A couple good scoops.
That didn't stop inmate Joseph Jongay from applying for a transfer to the 2,000-bed Stafford Creek Prison, specifically so he could compete for a job in this conservation nursery.
It's hard to get into the program, but when you get into the program, what they teach you is something that you probably won't get somewhere else, you know, because most of the seeds they're having us grow are endangered plants that you won't find anywhere else in the U.S. except here.
The immigrant from Kenya hopes his newfound skills give him a leg up for a conservation job when he finishes his 16-year sentence for murder.
I've made it that this is what I'm going to do when I get out of here.
Elsewhere, inmates are turning over new leaves, too. At a state prison in Ohio, inmates are raising endangered eastern hellbender salamanders for release into the wild. In Maryland, inmates do some of the heavy lifting to prepare bags of oyster shells used in restoration of the Chesapeake Bay. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi near Aberdeen, Washington.